It's Edward Goldman with Our Talk on KCRW. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time of the year when all of you, art lovers, must put on running shoes and make a mad dash around town. Once again, the month of January is crowded in LA with art fairs that bring here hundreds of art dealers from the United States and abroad. All of them eager to spread before you thousands of paintings, sculptures, photographs, videos, you name it. Let's start our marathon with Photo LA, which opens this week at the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium. This fair has been in existence for 20 years, and what I especially like about it is that visitors are not only able to see the works displayed on the walls, but also can browse through thousands of photos stored in bins and boxes in every booth. This is an ultimate hands-on experience for art lovers and the perfect moment to chat with dealers, ask questions, and inquire about prices. You have only a couple of days to catch your breath before another art fair descends on our City of Angels. This time, you have to dash to the convention center in downtown LA, where the 16th annual Los Angeles Art Show will gather more than 100 international dealers. In a welcomed move, the organizers of this year's fair decided to add an extra attraction to business as usual. They invited a number of well-regarded Chinese galleries to show their artists and also asked a prominent Chinese museum to present a special exhibition of contemporary Chinese art. At the youngest and probably the most adventurous of all art fairs, Art Los Angeles Contemporary, about 70 exhibitors will fill the cavernous space of Barker Hangar at Santa Monica Airport. Last year, this fair had a trial run at the Pacific Design Center in West Hollywood, but there were some unfortunate glitches that persuaded organizers to change venues. I'm especially intrigued by the fact that 10 participating galleries will present a single artist project, which will give this fair its own particular art flair. I also highly recommend that you check out the website for each of the fairs to choose from a rich variety of lectures, collector's seminars, and tours of private collections around town. Last week, members of the press were invited to a news conference in downtown LA to see a glimpse of yet another art museum that indefatigable and mercurial philanthropist L.A. Broad is planning to bestow upon our city. Judging by the presented plans, the museum, designed by dealer Scofidio and Renfro, promises to be more adventurous and mysterious than one could ever expect from such a demanding and controlling client as Mr. Broad. When I asked the architect, Elizabeth Diller, about this project, I was heartened to learn that she is not only an artist in her own right, but also has valuable knowledge from curating art exhibitions. And such experience definitely sets her apart from most other architects and bodes well for the new Broad Museum, which will keep happy company on Grand Avenue with MoCA and Disney Hall. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.